from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, good to be with you on a Thursday. We got Thursday Night Football tonight here on Sports Radio 610. Ravens at the Chiefs. That's cool. Season starting. Can't wait. Texans up to -3 spread in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Dude, buddy.
It's driven by the public fervor over the Texans, which is cool. It's nice. It's nice to have the public on our side. Well, the for this brief window of time, you know, at some point they'll turn to hatred, which is great because it's because of success. Yes. You want to be hated, but for now they're the darling. That's nice.
Patrick Everson, who's a gambling expert on Twitter, tweeted this last night. Lots of Texans action on the spread and the money line against the Colts. For those who are not indoctrinated into gambling, money line means you're just picking the winner. Spread, you got to lay the 3 points. Yeah. Lots of Texans action. This is a quote from Zach Lucas, who is the director of retail sports for Twin Spire Sportsbook. Quote, "This is the biggest week one liability I've seen in the last 4 seasons. This will likely decide our Sunday." So the Texans, the sportsbooks right now, are on their knees praying that the Colts win this game or at least keep it within 3 points.
If you're somebody that hates sports gambling and whatever effects it may or may not have on sports themselves, then you are an especially Texans fan this week.
Yeah,
they could bring down Vegas. Damn it, bring them to their knees.
They could blow up the Death Star. The Texans are the little X-wing that's going to shoot the proton torpedoes at them.
It'll take down some small upstart online gambling. Not the big ones,
but there's probably a few underground ones that are like nibbling, chewing on their nails right now a little bit, maybe. So the Texans are, their line is moving up. The Texans are an even bigger favorite now than they were earlier in the week. The good news, they have a virtually clean injury sheet. We got our first injury report of the season yesterday. And the only name on it is MJ Stewart. He's out with whatever, I think it's a knee that he had at the end of training camp. So he was either limited or out. The big name that I think a lot of people were focused on was Will Anderson Jr. And let's flip to Will Anderson here, Ben. Will Anderson Jr. in locker room availability yesterday said he feels good.
Yeah, it felt really good, man. You were on the team again, man. And just last week, you kind of just, started a little bit. And I missed the guys a lot, man. Just been trying to get right, but it's been exciting.
So that's good. That's really good news. No Will Anderson Jr.
He missed the guys a lot.
Yeah. But
Will strikes me as the kind of.
Go ahead.
Will strikes me as the kind of guy that feels genuinely guilty when he can't play.
Yes,
like he's not out there with the guys. Like, well, remember, they had to, he has to be basically physically restrained from practicing at times.
Yeah,
because he needs to be out there. So I'm happy for him just that he gets to practice.
Yeah. I'm happy for all of us. I thought he'd be limited in practice. I thought, just the nature of the injury, but he's not. That's good. How are you feeling going into year 2, Will? You more comfortable?
Oh, way more comfortable. I think just going into year two, knowing the scheme better, knowing what to expect a little bit more, knowing like what's going to happen, it gives you a little bit more confidence. And I think I have a really great D-line room, man. It's a bunch of dogs, a bunch of savages, man. And, you know, we really do a good job of feeding off each other and having fun.
The cool thing about Will, if you want to compare him to last year, was that Will, when you go back and watch that game against the Colts in week two, he made a couple of mistakes that I don't think he's going to make this year against the run.
Can't this year against Anthony Richardson.
Right. Well, it was when Anthony Richardson was on the field, that second big touchdown run by Anthony Richardson. Unless there was somebody else making a mental error elsewhere, it was probably because Will Anderson was biting on the play fake instead of keeping his contained responsibilities. So likewise, Henry Toa, on the first touchdown run, I think played in a way that he wouldn't play this year. Those guys were playing very much like rookies. And I think Will, with the work he's put in the offseason as a pass rusher, but also in just really learning NFL football in general, I'm excited to see the difference in him this year compared to week two last year.
Yep. For sure. One more from Will Anderson to Seth's point. What's it been? Will Anderson, I think Seth, you're spot on. I don't think he likes watching practice. I think he likes being out there. How hard was it to sit out the last few weeks?
Yeah, it was. And I think D'Amico, he had put something up in the team room about zooming in and zooming out. And I think right now, just on my zoom out part, just looking at the bigger picture, trying to get myself ready for the whole season and the 18 weeks that we have coming up. And now that I'm back in, I can zoom back in on my details of my job and be a great leader and be a great captain and just be a great teammate overall.
Okay, so the two biggest acquisitions they brought in were Stephon Diggs on the offense and Danielle Hunter on the defense. Which combination now are you more looking forward to watching on Sunday? The combination of the three wide receivers of Dell, Diggs, and Nico Collins, or the combination of Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson coming off the edge?
Oh, that's a great question. I've been guilty of this a lot during training camp, is every now and then I have to remind myself, especially when we're out at practice, man, this is not normal having these three wide receivers out here on the field at the same time. This is something that you just don't see in the NFL. Even on the really great offenses, there's usually a third wide receiver in there who's kind of sprinkled in and gets production just because the other two guys are so good.
Yep.
This is where you've got three genuinely scary dudes that I don't want to. It's become routine for me to see those guys out there together. I do honestly, as excited as I am about Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, I'm really kind of pinching myself about what this offense could be. So I'll have to say the offensive guys, as much as it goes against every fiber of my defensive being, I'm really intrigued by what this offense might be.
The way that you laid that out, I think illustrates it in a way. It illustrates just how crazy the Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter dynamic is, because on any planet, the combination of Diggs, Collins, and Dell is the easy answer. Like, it's what against any combination of defensive ends. Like, what are you talking about? These are three. Like, any of these guys would be a number one wide receiver on a lot of teams in the league. Tank, to your point, Seth, you see these graphics now of the top trios in the league. And Tank Dell, as the, we'll just call him the wide receiver three for this team, just because there needs to be a third one. He's so much better than all the wide receiver threes of these top 10 trios, not of like the bottom feeder teams. Like their third receiver, whoever you pick to be the third receiver, is so much better than the third receiver on these other teams. I think they're like in another universe. And yet you had to think about the answer. That's how good Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson feel coming off the edge. Is like you had to give serious thought. Like they're in that neighborhood as defensive ends, you know, like third down.
I think
third down and long on defense for the Texans is going to be so fun this year.
Yeah, I guess part of it, I think with Will, is I'm holding a little bit in reserve just because is Will would be the first to tell you that, you know, he was far from a finished product last year. And even when he really started pouring it on, it was also when his ankle issue popped up. So I'm kind of holding a little bit in reserve for Will Anderson.
Makes sense.
Just want to see the complete and total product out there. I was going back and I watched a little bit of the Panthers game from last year, last night, because I just wanted to look at some of the coverage things. That was one of the games that the offense struggled in that.
Yeah.
But Tank Dell, I don't know if you remember, that was the play where Tank Dell caught a short pass to the left, and he hit a spin move that didn't look physically possible. It was like he was running a 4.3 40 while spinning.
Yeah.
And it didn't look right. He doesn't look like a human being when he's running. In that part, I get reminded of every now and then when I go back and watch one of the games from last year. My God, the guy is just, he's a freak of nature. It's not just he's smaller, so he has to make up for it with his speed. He's so fast. It's insane.
The season coming up here, there's a lot of, video surfaces, highlight reels. There's a Danielle Hunter reel yesterday that popped up of all of his sacks from last year. The Tank Dell's U of H highlight reel popped up on social media this weekend, like 3 minutes of Tank Dell highlights from U of H. And I'm watching this, I'm going, how the hell did this guy last till pick 69? Like, these are his college highlights, and he is doing things on here that, like, you watch and you go, okay, this clearly translates to the NFL. Like, I don't care that he's 5'8".
Yeah,
like, it's wild.
And honestly, I don't know where... I think even before the Devontae Smiths of the world, and there's more smaller wide receivers now that are productive outside. They play on the outside. They're not just slot guys. I think a few years ago, Tank might have gone in the fourth round.
Yeah.
Coaches and personnel people really had their blinders on for a long time about what players should or should not be. Quarterback, if you were a 6'4" clod, you had a better chance than Drew Brees, for instance.
Big, strong guy in the pocket. That's what we're looking for. Yeah.
I need a big, strong guy who can sit back there and take the abuse he's definitely going to get because he's not that good a quarterback.
That he can't escape.
Because he can't get rid of the ball quickly and he can't run.
Yeah.
I want a guy that is going to own all of his deficiencies.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, man. I
want a guy who can see up over the top of the offensive lineman so he can see when he throws an interception.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to be able to watch the interception. Exactly.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Exactly. Man, I think if Tank stays healthy, I think he's going to change the way some teams look at size with wide receivers. Tank still went in the third, it's just wild to me.
Right. I think he's a rubber stamp on a lot of where a lot of teams had been leaning. Now he has to stay healthy, though, too.
If
somebody's concerned about the size.
Got to stay healthy for sure. Speaking of the offense that we're so excited to see, here was C.J. Stroud. He's excited, adding Diggs and Joe Mixon. This was C.J. yesterday.
Yeah, I'm very excited. You know, I think we got to see glimpses in training camp, but now it's full go. Now it's time to roll. And you know, those guys are two of the most competitive guys I've ever been around, and really two of the most joyful guys who just love playing ball. You know, love showing up to work every day and being around the guys. Love like knowing their teammates and you know helping guys out. You know, I know. Steph got named a captain, which is huge because, you know, he earned it, you know what I mean? And he's one of the biggest leaders on the offense, and I think, you know, Joe would be a captain pretty soon just because his personality and, you know, how he brings guys along, makes guys around him better, you know, challenges his guys. And I think both of those guys have done a great job of buying in the system and growing in the system, and, you know, they're going to do great things.
You're a captain, and you're a captain. You're going to be a captain. Everybody's a captain.
Everybody's going to be a captain. We're going to make this like every sports league is making the playoffs. 50% of the team is a captain.
You're not a captain on the Texans. You ain't nothing. That was good. It's good to hear CJ excited about. I'm excited to see him. I'm excited to see Mixon as much as the wide receivers. We've seen hardly any of Joe Mixon so far. Doesn't even feel like he's on the team.
Brandon Scott and I started to get into this conversation, then we had to go to break, so we never finished it off. But it is interesting. I think when people watch the conversation that CJ Stroud and Stephon Diggs were having on the sideline during the preseason, where if you're a Bills fan, that was proof positive that Stephon Diggs is still the cancer. If you're a Texans fan, especially if you'd been one out to training camp, it just looked like, hey, this is the way these guys talk all the time. It's no big deal. And I do think there is something that sometimes maybe just, you know, different people have different kind of talking styles and discussion styles and everything. And I don't know. There might be, you never know what goes on interpersonally. And maybe at one point when it comes to dealing with conflict or whatever, that Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs just didn't converse the right way. Now, I'll put that on, you know, both those guys and Sean McDermott that, okay, you got to figure things like that out. CJ talked yesterday about his ability to have conversations with Bobby Slowick, and he was very careful to point out that it's not like we've ever had issues.
That was interesting.
You just get better. You start trying to. He said at some point, he's like, it's not like I've ever had a filter. And it kind of hinted at like maybe there was a little bit of cordial butting of heads over just communication, everything early on. But you get to know each other and you figure out, you know, like how you talk through either disagreement or the way you see the game differently.
Well, and CJ and Bobby Slowick had both said the main thing, the understanding is it for both of them, it comes from a place of wanting to do what's best for the team. It's not CJ wanting to call plays so he can put a sizzle reel together or throw for 5,000 yards. They're both trying to accomplish the same goal, which is the big key.
We'll play some audio later of CJ talking about his relationship with Bobby Slowick that got me. I got a visual in my head that made me very happy. It was really cool.
We will get to that later in the show. Headlines up next. The Astros, they get bombarded last night by the Reds. Texans getting ready. We've got NFL football tonight. We'll get you ready for that. That's all coming up in headlines next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.